Welcome to the Wetleys Podcast, episode 6, Hangover Edition. Hello.
It is 11:30 on a Saturday morning.
We went out last night.
We did.
We both feel alright-ish.
Yeah.
I'm on the brink, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a slow decline.
Yeah, we need to get pissed again.
As quick as possible.
Quick to the sauce shop.
Yeah, we're mixing up the order a bit this week.
Mm.
I'm getting Tom to do his stuff first.
It's nice.
So we'll get that away. That'll be about 2 minutes, and then. But we, I think we should do a shout out to a new fan we found out about last night. I was told that Alana Matum's a big fan of the show. So all the best, Alana.
Yep.
Spread the news. Tell your friends. I believe she's living in London, so all it takes is a few words from her and bang.
She's got a pretty sister.
I don't really want to comment on her sister. If her sister's a fan, then I'll comment on her. But until that, I don't actually know what her sister looks like. I haven't seen her. Now this isn't a conversation we should be having.
I'll sign her chest.
Right.
Another fan we've got.
Oh yeah.
Annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Giggling on the bus. Don't listen anymore.
That's Tom's ex-girlfriend, Liberty Wynn. Hi, Libby. Hope things, everything, you know, life's going well for you.
Yep.
Giggling on the train.
Don't laugh. You've missed out on this. This is gold.
Yeah, exactly. You could have had this every day.
Every day. That. Remember? Every day. I wonder why she left.
Every morning.
Morning! Tom's Life, day 1050.
You got out well.
Yeah. Go at the right time. Right. Inspirational Facebook post. Fuck off. Stop doing it. The best one I heard the other day. Don't care what people think of you. The wolf doesn't worry about the opinions of the sheep. The wolf being basically a dog.
Basically a dog.
Doesn't really have a clue what's going on and is made to attack that sheep. That's its sole purpose in life, to eat. Doesn't care about the opinions of it. No, of course it doesn't. It's got a brain the size of a pea.
I love the idea of a wolf sort of in its compound with its other friends sort of talking about, God, that sheep's been slagging me off. Dolly's been having a go again. I'm sick of it. What have I ever done to her?
They've started cloning them, you know. We need to start knocking them back.
I can't eat enough sheep if they're going to keep making them. I mean, I've got an appetite, but it's just... They're going to have to cull off the sheep before the wolves get taken over.
So stupid, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They're the worst.
New year, new made shit like that. Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
People saying words to make themselves feel better about themselves. It's just...
Today's going to be a great day. I feel fresh. This is the new me.
My favourite is still the Marilyn Monroe one, which is like, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Fuck off.
Jesus Christ.
Wasn't that Petch's fucking little tagline? Yeah. I love that.
We went on the Punch Machine in...
Oh yeah, rocked that up, didn't we?
Last night.
Absolutely smashed it.
Or Wonderland, Yeah.
Rode about 8 drinks of random blokes. But never
Big
got
shout
them.
Out to Wonderland, by the way. I'll send them a tweet, see if they'll retweet us as we're...
Yeah, I like free alcohol.
Yeah. I actually had a good night in there last night. But me and Tom have got this thing where we can't, for some reason, we just can't leave that Punch Machine alone. And we both know it's
a moneymaker, mate.
It is.
It's an earner. So
whoever came up with that is just brilliant. What do blokes do when they're drunk? Fight. They like showing off. It's just perfect. 50p to punch. That's it. 50p for one punch. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
I must have put a tenner in that fucking machine last night.
We just end up there every time, me and you. All the friends are having fun dancing and it's just me and him there.
Do you want to go on a punchy?
Yeah. And I want to know who that bloke was. He didn't get me a drink. I'm a bit pissed off.
Yeah, he's
that.
An ass. Double or quick.
He was so confident that he was going to win.
Smashed the life out of him.
Well, that's probably a poor analogy to use. We punched harder than him.
Because I'm harder than him.
And if you can punch a piece of foam really hard, it automatically makes you a tough guy.
Apostrophe, hard.
Yeah. I was thinking that if I punched it hard enough, some girls would just come over and have sex with me. But it didn't quite work out that way.
No, I got some chicken and went home.
Yeah, we got some chicken.
Oh, yeah, we went home together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
That was nice.
It was.
Got you home safe. It's a tenner drives. Get him home.
That'll get him, won't it, sir? That'll get him. He only charged me £6, actually. He's a good little money man.
Oh. Did he?
Yeah.
I got embarrassed, Natty, actually. When I walked in the door last night, Natty was sat on the sofa with an empty pizza box in front of him, mayonnaise and over his trousers. He sat there like that. I said, Natty, mate, you've got mayonnaise everywhere on your trousers and stuff. So he pulled his trousers down to his ankles and then just slumped right over on the floor and passed out completely with his trousers around his ankles, covered in mayonnaise.
What a scene. That is Binge Britain personified, that is
it? It was great.
What do you need with a pizza? Bread covered in cheese, covered in meat and fat. Oh, I'll just stick some mayo on it.
Yeah, he loved it.
This is a bit bland. I need some fat spread on the top of it.
Yeah.
What other stuff did you just have written down? Written down.
Hangover wanks.
Yeah. They're just...
It's got to be done, hasn't it?
You know, I read a theory about this. Oh, no, this is another thing I've done. You know, sometimes when you're hungover, you feel really sort of anxious.
All
the
time.
Yeah, you start thinking, like, about what you're going to do with your life and stuff and how bad you feel. And I was basically thinking to myself, Christ, I always need a wank when I'm hungover, so I googled it. And basically, because the feeling, oh, this is a little bit blue, and it's turned into a fact. I'm trying to be as factual as I can about wanking.
When masturbating.
Yeah. Here's some advice, a public service announcement on masturbation. Yeah, but because apparently when you come, it's like a release, isn't it, for a bloke? I mean, I don't know what it's like for women, but it's a release. And for the few minutes...
Neither do I.
I've got a clue. I've never even seen it, so I wouldn't. But after the few minutes after you've ejaculated... you feel like at ease, and that's why it helps you sleep and it helps you relieve anxiety.
Oh, bro, I'm 20 wanks a day. This.
Yeah.
Just going to toilet for a 10-minute piss.
A thick, white, creamy piss.
Oh, that was good. Right, you've got 2 minutes of me being alright. Get it all out now.
I love the feeling as well. That is just so like caveman-esque, isn't it?
I thought you were going to say the feeling of wank.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
But there's sort of... Oh God, I'm in a bad mood. What am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do? Oh no, I'll have a wank.
I'll sort it out.
Yeah. I need a full-time job. I need to get a career. Oh, bollocks, I'll just have another wank.
Got one.
Oh yeah, speaking Tom's of promotion.
Jobs, promotion, on, a new job. Me. Handed me notice in yesterday. I'm the assistant manager of...
I don't know if you should.
No, I couldn't.
No.
Well, I'm earning a lot of money, let's put it that way.
He's not earning a lot of money at all.
A lot of money, more than you.
Yeah, he's earning a good salary, and we're all happy for him. But the thing is, Tom, is he wasn't actually happy about this. This sums up why we do a podcast, because we really are the most miserable pair of pastors. I don't know how you weren't happy about that. I came round yesterday, basically, I heard on Thursday, and I thought, oh, I'll go round tomorrow. I was going to give him a call, but I thought, no, I'll go round. Congratulations and all that. He was the most miserable bloke I've ever seen in my life last night, honestly. Until he'd had about the equivalent of 6 or 7 pints, he's just the most miserable bastard. I was, because it's a wage hike of what, five K?
Six.
6K. Anyone, you've effectively been given £6,000. That's basically what you got from this interview. And he's still so miserable. What was it you said?
I've deserved this for years and I'm annoyed that I haven't had it before.
Well, it's not really. I just deserved it in the first place. I'm annoyed that I had to wait this long.
That was really pissed off as well. Face like thunder.
Genuinely annoyed by it. Unbelievable. But there you go. That sums up our generation, doesn't it?
Well, that should have happened years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Why should I have to work to get where I want to be? That's basically how I feel every fucking day.
I learnt that fucking years ago. I'm telling you.
So annoyed about a new job.
What else? Oh, I gave a tramp a tenner last night.
Oh, that's so strange. Oh, I'll tell you what's even more strange, the fact that I think is really strange. You've done something really nice and I just think you're a fucking idiot for doing it.
I think it was stupid. His wallet. He had a wallet, so he might not have even been a tramp. He's trying to put like a
you
fucking...
You just gave a drunk fella a tenner.
He's trying to put like a library card or a Tesco club card in the fucking bank machine. He's I think I've lost my card. I'm like, all right. Card, got a bank card, definitely wasn't a tramp, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't a tramp.
Shit.
He just gave a tenner to someone.
So I took like 50 boys out and I went, there you go, mate. Have a good night. He's like, oh, what's your address? I can't get back to you. I was like, no, I'm not going to give you my address. See you later. Have a good night.
I hope he remembers that, you know. If someone done that for me, I'd wake up in the morning and think,
I'm a nice guy, you know.
Society's fixed. I no longer have to worry about wanking to feel better because people still give tenors to people they find drunk on the
That's
street.
That's me. That is I'm you. That guy.
That is a nice thing to do. And if I thought it was because you were actually concerned, I would give you more credit, but I think you were just drunk and weird.
Yeah.
And you just gave him a tenor. On another night, there'd have been a bloke bleeding on the floor and you'd have just
Fuck him.
Jumped over him. Get out of the fucking way.
Bloody bleeders.
Get a job, Grouch.
Get it together, Grouch.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave Chappelle. Right, we're on to my stuff now. I feel a bit under pressure. I thought your bit was quite good there.
Thanks.
I haven't really got anything that funny to say.
So I'll do the trumpet bit again. Sam. I like the trumpet.
We've already done horse meat, haven't we? So I don't... Oh, God.
I hope that doesn't get picked up. I'm just pumped.
That's definitely going to get picked up. Pumped. Right. I always get grief from you lot, don't I? Because I don't drink casually. So if I go to the pub on a Wednesday night or something to watch the Champions League, I'll drink 2 pints of Coke rather than have 2 pints because I just don't see the point. I drink to get drunk.
Yeah.
But the other night, lonely and miserable.
Here we go.
I decided to have a few beers by myself in the house. And basically, it's such a horrible scene. I got some real ale from the shop, so I didn't feel bad. Like, because if you drink Carlsberg by yourself, it's a little bit worse than Abbott, isn't it? So I got myself some Abbott ale. Drank 4 cans, and Abbott's fairly strong, so basically I was a little bit pissed by myself.
You get so much more pissed than your own. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I was playing Settlers of Catan on Xbox Live by myself.
Explain to everyone what that game is.
Oh, it's a board game that's been digitized. It's really popular.
Trying to justify it.
It's great when you had 4 tins, I'll tell you that much. But what I was wondering is this a sort of philosophical? Philosophical question is this progress? Am I progressing into a sort of a guy who doesn't go out clubbing and getting annihilated? I'm slowly sort of like a butterfly, I'm growing into my wings and I'm just going to get drunk by myself at home like all the other normal people.
Just go down the pub with your friends, you penis.
or is it regression into getting drunk by yourself every night, playing Xbox by yourself? I'm not sure whether I'm growing up or growing into misery.
Yes. I'm in the pub every night. Come down there.
Yeah, look how unhappy you are. You can't even be happy about $5,000 paying, Chris.
Okay, I know where it's going to go. Straight down the boozer.
This is really bad for your health. That's all it is.
Are you sure you want to pay me this money?
The other thing that I've picked up on is because when we were watching Game of Thrones, we watch it as a sort of a family affair. The Sunday Game of Thrones.
What's Game of Thrones?
It's just a TV show. It's very, very popular. But it's like, it was me, Ben and Pam, basically, who watch it, my grandma. And it's got a lot of sex scenes in it.
Well, that awkward.
Yeah. You never grow out of that, do you? Ben's going to be 30 this year. Sorry, Ben. I'm 23. Pam's about 64, I think. But
both mature adults.
Yeah, you can't. And the great thing about it is there's two ways you go, isn't there, with the sex scene.
Give it the big one.
You either sort of retreat into yourself and sort of get to your happy place and wait for the sex scene to be over. Because invariably, it's not on screen for that long, so it's just sort of quiet, sort of.
Get up and go get a drink.
Yeah, get the brew on. Or you go for, which is my approach, because obviously I just sort of try and joke myself out of every situation I'm in. So I just go, oh, look out, oh, he's going for it, isn't he, hey? It's just really uncomfortable. It's absolutely horrible. I'm in a good mood, so I don't want to talk about this because it's going to wind me up. But
we've got a nice day ahead of us.
I know. We're being positive about being negative at the moment, but I think this bit is just going to get me irritated. Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah, he's a cunt.
Yeah, I know. Fuck him. Someone's got to say it. Honestly,
I think someone has said it. It's not a...
But this is the thing you get. Like,
we talked about this last night, weren't we?
Ex-footballers. Like George Best. Ex-footballer.
James Brown,
yeah. He was a drug addict. Beat up his
missus. Smashed his missus up, mate. James Brown, he gets away with it.
This is what I mean. There are people all over the world. There are millions of people who struggle with alcohol. There are millions of people who get over it. Yeah, Tom's one of them.
Guilty.
People get over it. People recover and move on with their lives.
What do you mean get over it?
Well, they just sort of people who are addicted to alcohol and they stop and they never drink again. Paul Gascoigne has got access to the best help available on planet Earth. Footballers have given him like thousands of pounds to send him to these rehab clinics. It's pure and simply, he clearly doesn't want to quit. That's what it boils down to.
He's a booze boy.
Exactly, that's what it boils down to. Yeah, everything's a choice, isn't it? Why should we help him more than anyone else? George Best was the same. I was like, oh, such a tragedy. It's not a tragedy. If you drink 2 litres of alcohol a day, spirits, you are going to need another liver. The guy had two livers. Two.
He got two.
The greedy cunt.
Wait, so he had his one and another one? Yeah. Or two other ones?
No, he had it. It's ruined that.
Yeah.
And then they got him another one. Like there was this sort of statewide appeal and everyone was throwing money at him to fix him. And he carried on drinking then and fucked up the other liver.
Got booze, didn't he?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Loves his booze.
And the next one I saw, this is an article that really got to me. Because this is just sort of political correctness gone way too far.
Here we go.
An Italian woman in a European Parliament went to work. Yeah. So this is a big sort of meeting where they all talk about the world and stuff.
Right.
With a 4-month-old baby strapped to her.
Right.
And the article was basically saying, yeah, go girls, see? We can multitask. We can
well
go to
you.
Parliament with a baby. There's no need. There's no need for that, is there? There isn't. Because it's just completely unnecessary.
It is, I know what you're saying.
For fuck's sake, unfortunately, men can't have children. But when you have a child...
going to work. Can you imagine I'm bent over a car with this kid strapped to me?
Just fuck off. Look after your kid. You decided to have that kid. You didn't have to. You decided. So just stay at home and look after the pisser, at least until it's one. After that, you can pay a corporate nanny to look after it. Don't take it there. And what the thing was, the kid slept peacefully, right? So everyone was saying this is great.
We dumped it up.
No one would have been saying how great it was if the baby had started crying and shitting itself in the middle of the European Parliament. Imagine.
Why did you bring that?
Yeah,
here?
Exactly. Why did you bring your child there? And everyone's saying about this woman being a hero because she's basically got a baby, which most women do in their life. And she is a supporter of who's the, oh my god, this is terrible, the Italian president or prime minister or whatever, who's basically a womanising, cheating, horrible bloke, and she works for him and is like friends with him.
Publicity stunt.
Exactly, probably, yeah. The kid was probably dead, yeah. Strapped to her just to make things look good.
Make him sharp. Inject him with something.
Yeah. We've had a bad week in the polls. Everyone's realised that you've committed fraud and you have sex with underage girls. Oh, don't worry, send Sheila in with the little one.
Come on, Sheils.
Yeah, exactly. Take your kid in, will you?
Smile.
Yeah. Next one was clapping at the end of flights. Why is that? Why is that? Funny enough, actually,
Done your ginger job,
mate. Yeah, exactly. Our jingle comes from that. At the end of the flights, it goes, you have safely landed. Everyone's cheering him. No one cheers me after I flog a phone.
Wheels back on the car. It's driving down the road. Well done, mate. What you doing? What you got paid to do?
Exactly. And presumably, clapping at the end of flights comes from when people first got flights. Because I'd imagine it would have been amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You'd never gone to a foreign country before. If you had, you'd gone by a fucking boat, which is, let's face it, the worst way to travel in the world.
What a boat?
Yeah. Going up and down on the waves, feeling sick. And so, exactly. So the first time, they probably got off the flight and were literally amazed. They were clapping because they didn't know what to do with this feeling of, my God, we just flew in the air.
Well, I can't masturbate. So.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're clapping pilots now. Most of them are sort of, they're on shit wages as well, the poor bastards, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought pilots were on big pay.
No, pilots who work for like, like basically Flybe and the cheap ones. They're on shit salaries.
Henry's dad's a pilot, isn't he?
Yeah, he works for a private don, though. I don't really know what he does. And because I've been to Holland. I went to a festival, Maastricht, which is a very nice place. And on the flight out there, it was so awkward. I just sat down in this random seat and didn't realise I was sitting next to an absolutely beautiful girl. And then, of course, they asked you to put your seatbelt on. But my seatbelt was, like, wedged in her side. And obviously, I'm a big fella, so we were pretty close anyway. So I had to reach down to grab the seatbelt from this girl. I felt so uncomfortable because I didn't want to, like, get a cheeky... Well, I did want a cheeky grab, but I didn't want her to know that I got a cheeky grab. And, again, this is just a testament to how negative I am. So I'm sitting next to this beautiful girl. Reaching for the seatbelt, and my brain wasn't thinking about her at all. It was thinking about how fucking pointless seatbelts are on a plane. It's just, they thought, right, well, we've made cars now, and seatbelts work for cars, so we'll put them on a plane. Why a seatbelt? If you crash in a plane, you're dead. You're dead, that's it.
Get in the brace position.
Exactly. We're going down. Oh, shit, he hasn't got his belt on. What's he going to do, go through the windscreen?
It's
fine. Yeah, exactly. It's just stupid. Well, it works for boats. It works for cars. We'll just stick it on a plane. That's the done thing. It aggravates
me. Are there seatbelts in boats?
I don't know. That's a good point. Well, boats are shit anyway. We've already established that. We don't need to dwell on boats.
Get rid of boats. Seatbelts on planes.
And there's a beautiful as well, beautiful air hostess who came over, and I had, like, as you do, you have like €3 left in your wallet, so you just buy whatever.
Yeah.
And I was dehydrated because I'd been drinking, so I just basically asked for €3 worth of drink, and she was just gave me those little pathetic cans that are just two gulps. And she came back for the money after she'd given them to me, and I was just boggled by how pretty she was.
I fucking.
So, yeah, so I just gave her my whole wallet. She said, that's €3. And in a moment of madness, I think it was my way of proposing to her, I just gave her my wallet. She was like, I don't want your whole wallet. I was like, just take it. Just take it all. Have my soul. God, she was fucking beautiful, that girl.
Technically, I got engaged last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I took some married woman, I took the ring off her finger, put it in my pocket. And she said, she's a bit like, old, pissed.
Yeah.
She's going, oh, no, stop it. Oh. I was like, okay. And I like got down on one knee and put it on a thing. And she said, I do. So, does that...
Congratulations.
Am I engaged?
Congratulations.
Pissed woman in belugas.
Belugas as well. We'll tweet there. Maybe they'll retweet it.
I like a beluga.
Yeah, I like a beluga.
Beluga for some
good
cougar.
Man. Good music.
You should tag that. See, beluga for some cougar. There you go.
I don't think that's how they're going to sell themselves.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, young lads. Oh, yeah, get some old puss.
Oh, God. I don't think that's the way clubs want to sell themselves.
Why not? Oh, well, if I own a club, look, you're guaranteed to fucking hear. If you want a shag, you come to my club. It'll be fucking Rambo.
This is the point. It works for us, Tom, but it's not going to work for the girls, is it? Where should we go tonight, girls? No, let's go to Beluga's.
Because you open later. See, I've thought about it already.
God, you have, haven't you?
You open when they're all pissed. They can start down the road somewhere else. When they've had a few fucking cranberries, they can come up the road.
Yeah, you can imagine them, like, falling over their heels. I'm a cougar. Yeah, come in here.
Yeah, it's a bit... Oh, the men that were going there.
I know. Oh, can you even imagine? It'd be us. People like us.
Oh, God, that's us.
We still haven't talked about when we went to Leeds, have we?
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't really have the capabilities to talk about...
It's horrible.
It was. I go in there now, and I graduated 2 years ago now, a year and a half. And the concept of me being at uni, surrounded by all those beautiful girls all the time, and all these clubs, and just drinking like they drink, and eating the food they... How the fuck did I survive? It's that club we went to, I was just looking around, everyone in there was the same age. Every girl was just fit.
Where
as
they
hell.
Go? Why do they all go to Leeds?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It is a different breed up there, women.
I don't... My whole... I was... Mind fucked. How did we survive? How did we get through that?
What, that weekend?
Yeah, and we slept together naked, didn't we? That was so good. That was a very, it was a very sort of romantic moment where we got offered two beds, didn't we?
chose not to.
Our mate said, oh, we've got two double beds, so you go a bed each. We were just like, nah.
I need some company in the morning.
We want to sleep together naked, covered in pizza. That's what we want to do.
Because I went home early the first night. I was pissed, proper
you
pissed.
Yeah, you were in a bad place.
I was out of it. Went home and woke up next to something. I thought, oh, fuck. Really? Oh, no, mate.
Then you saw my hairy back.
Yeah, I just felt this horrible hair on the back. Are you naked? Yeah.
It was nice. that great scene as well of when we were about to leave Leeds, and the bloke came over to us, didn't we, when we were eating, and said to me, "Sorry, sir, we don't have kids in this part of the restaurant. They're not even my fucking kids."
Oh,
come
yeah.
on, Dad. Oh, Jesus, do I look like I've got two kids at that age? They're what, five?
We should explain why we had kids with us.
Yeah.
My mate Bill, I live with, took his kids up to go see his girlfriend.
Yeah, and they just presumed, despite the fact that he looks like he could have children, they presumed I was the father, which really hurt my feelings.
You do look about 40.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
You probably thought I was your son as well.
I've had two close calls with girls recently as well. One was in Leeds, wasn't it, where the girl said to me that she liked my jacket, and I just said yes and walked away. So that didn't really go as planned. And last...
That's a close call.
Oh, could have shagged her then.
And last week, with I asked a girl for her number, and as I went to put it in my phone, I realised I had no battery. So that was another...
Nice. I got a cougar's number last night. Cougar from Beluga.
How old do you reckon she was, I guess?
She at least 50. No, she's about
38,
maybe. Late 30s, early 40s.
Cool.
She had a nice tush.
Tush?
Yeah, tush.
What is this, the 1920s? Hey, girl, you got a nice tush.
They're in Beluga, isn't it?
They love all that lingo.
Help.
Tush. Who says tush?
Me. I'm bringing tush back. Here you go. All you four listeners, start saying tush and hoop.
Oh, yeah, hoop. Wipe your hoop. I mean... I keep saying I was going to give a shout out actually, so I should give a proper shout out to Stuart Cameron, the rugby RFU guy. For not, I probably shouldn't tell him about his job actually.
he
loves it. Yeah, he absolutely loves it. He listens to it while he's driving around. So thanks for listening consistently, Stuart. You're probably our only consistent listener.
Yeah.
We've already given a shout out to Connor, which I don't really know why he got one so early. But he's an avid fan as well. He's actually a promoter as well. He's going around asking people if they listen to it. So keep it up, Connor. When we're rich, famous.
I'll give you a tenner.
Comedians, we'll chuck a crumb your way.
Speaking of Scotland, when we did the roly-polies and I put my back
out.
Yeah,
that was brilliant.
We went out for one of the rugby boys' birthday party. And the Scottish guy got this thing back home called Tops Off Roly-Poly.
Or as he says,
Tops Off Roly-Poly. So someone shouts it, you'll have to take your shirt off and do a roly-poly. Me being pissed and like not agile at all, just splat straight in my back. I didn't think anything of it because I was pissed. Woke up in the morning, couldn't move, just absolutely like paralysed.
That is so good.
Just fucked.
Trying to have a bit of fun with your mates and putting your back out.
I went to the walking centre and just said, I'll put me back out. She's like, all right, do you have any idea what you did? Oh, I did a roly poly in a nightclub. Oh, please take a seat, Mr. Saxton. We'll see you when we can. It was all smiles before that.
Yeah.
But I hate you being drunk.
Mm.
She's a moody arsehole in there, I tell you.
I'm not surprised. Imagine if you had
She's
to deal
a prick.
With that.
Were you pissed? Of course I was pissed. It's Sunday morning. Look at my fucking eyes. Still bloodshot.
I'll tell you, I've got another thing. Again, I'm worried about how... I can't joke about this because it genuinely annoys me, but... To end on, I saw a stupid, stupid girl with a stupid, stupid tattoo on her ankle.
Yeah.
I was walking to work. It was drizzly and grey.
Yeah.
And there was this girl wearing leggings and you can just see the bottom of her tattoo.
Right.
And the tattoo said, "Heaven can't be better than this."
Yep.
I can't even put into words how much it irritated me. We were walking to work. She had a fucking Aviva badge on.
Yeah.
So she must really enjoy her job, I'm presuming. I was walking with my umbrella up.
Maybe she needs it to get to work.
To retail. Honestly, it was the most horrible bleak day. If her life is that great, and she can't imagine how heaven is better, I've got a few suggestions for her just off the cuff. I mean, if the sun was out, the day would have been better.
You didn't have a shit tattoo on your ankle.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
If the sun was out and it wasn't raining, that would be an improvement. You know, we could, if we had wings, that would be a lot better. What an unimaginative woman. Heaven can't be better than this. Yes, it can. It can be a lot better than this.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, if you're listening, woman with your stupid tattoo, get it removed.
Now.
Yeah, right this moment. Even if it means chopping your ankle off, because that is just irritating. I wonder if other people saw that and had that same thought process.
Probably.
I bet there's hundreds of people who saw her that day and thought, what a stupid idiot you are. You unimaginative, dull person. Heaven can't be better than this. I wonder what she was thinking when she got that tattoo done.
You're not alright, are you?
No, I'm not.
It's really pissed you off.
It does. It annoys me because how unimaginative can you be? I just. What was she. Did she wake up one day in the best mood? She just woke up and was like, oh my God, I'm so happy. She was just wandering around doing her shopping. The sun was out. She woke up, looked in the mirror and thought, I'm beautiful. Everything was going perfect for her.
Was she fit?
No, not really. Mm. She was all right. I didn't really see her face, to be honest. I was just concentrating on her stupid tattoo.
How close were you to this book?
It was at the traffic lights, so we were like shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, right.
I wonder if she woke up the next day as well, thinking the same thing. Because everyone has days where they think, God, I'm happy. She woke up the next day and looked down and saw that and thought, oh, heaven can be better than this, can't it? That was a silly decision.
Is it a song lyric?
I don't know. You're thinking of, ooh, heaven is a place. No, it's not that. It's not that. It is. Heaven can't be better than this. Yes, it can, lady. Public service announcement.
Brought to you by.
Yeah.
Should we end on a joke?
Have you got a good joke?
I've got a good one.
Have you been doing research?
I've got a little jokey, mate.
Go on, then.
What's the most sensitive part of a woman?
I don't know.
Her fat ass.
That's good. That's good. We'll call it a day there.
Bye.
Bye.